Morna som jitta jepri, lirkom simija ta' Campus FM, danwa Eman Borch u program juhur aħna unen. Nisbaw li tinsabu tajbin, nisbaw li kelkom ġurnata tajba wkoll u hekk kif il-programm tal-lum reġa' nsab m'għandek mat-tokki tal-ħamsejn ħeġġixkom biex tagħmlu bela te jew kafe, tkomplu l-ġurnata tagħkom u jekk għadkom sejrin lura id-dar mix-xogħol tollulu daqsxejn u bil-qalb ukoll tisimgħu d-diskussjoni li ħajkun għallum, diskussjoni oħra interessanti fejn intom issemmija wkoll u rejtu x-xewqa li jkollna iktar konverzazzjonijiet bħal dawn. U jekk intom tixtuq ukoll tagħmlu kuntatt magħna ħeġġixkom biex morru fuq il-paġna tal-Facebook tagħna aħna hawn. U hemmhekk tistgħu tikkomunikaw x-xogħa tagħkom, l-opinjonijiet tagħkom dwar diversi diskussjonijiet ikollna ma' professjonisti, esperti, attivisti u akademiċi li l-università u fil-gżejjer Maltin u Awċin ikomplu l-ħidma favur id-diversità, l-ugwaljanza u s-sostenibilità fil-gżejjer Maltin. U kif semmejna l-konverzazzjoni ta' sostenibilità, waħda mix-xogħijiet ukoll tagħkom is-semija kienet li nittrattaw is-suġġett tal-ambjent iktar fil-font. U ma stajċ kif minnaw nuftit jimohra se jissir u kol reli ġewwa l-Belt Valletta ma nistidinx żewġ kollegi, żewġ tħbib li qegħdin jaħdmu kol fuq reli ġewwa l-Belt Valletta li se nkunu qegħdin nitkellmu daqsxejn iktar fil-font tagħha minnaw nuftit ieħor. Però qabel nagħmlu dan nintroduċu lill-Isabel, nintroduċu lill-Chris li jinsabu wara l-mikrofonu tagħna llum. Il-wana sajnet tajjeb lilkom ħbieb.
Lilek ukoll.
Lilek ukoll.
L-ewwel ħaġa għall-benefiċċju tas-semmija, minnu ma Isabel, minnu ma Chris anke biex is-semmija jkollhom immaġni tagħkom ukoll.
Alright, mela, jien jisimni Isabel Malija, jiena s-segretarju ġenerali ta' Extinction Rebellion u jiena studenta fl-Università ta' Malta.
U x'tistudja Isabel qed nistgħu saqsi?
Masters f'English.
Ih, ma nagħmel noqgħod xejn attent. Poġġi l-Ingliż. Da l-ewwel it-tieni sena?
L-ewwel sena,
u kemm sentejn naħseb il-kurs.
Ekku.
Għandkom teżi fl-aħħar?
Ija, mela, ma jonos.
Chris.
My name is Chris Bayadan, I'm the chairperson of Extinction Rebellion Malta.
Chris, I know Chris way, way back, yeah. But Extinction Rebellion is...
It's we're the third executive now, I mean, Extinction Rebellion Malta started basically, I think if you can remember, in 2019 or 18, I believe, there was a call around the world for climate justice,
yep.
There was the school strikes, and... There were a group of activists in Malta, namely there was Anna Fava and Steve Bayada, who felt like Malta should actually take a stand on the issue. So they started working together, they had a group of people, and wanted to raise environmental awareness. And then that led to them working with KSU and KNZ to organize a student climate
remember
march.
That. Yeah, that's true. When we say climate justice, what do we mean by that? Just as a definition or an introduction of... When we say climate justice, what are we saying?
Basically, the climate is not exploited. I mean, the climate is respected, and you don't just burn and use resources needlessly. I mean, we conserve what we have, because if you can see the records, I mean, as a planet, we've already used our allotted amount for this year. I mean, so we've already overstepped our limit, yeah. You know what I mean?
That would be the... Is it Earth Day? No, that's not... No, there's a concept regarding that... It will come to me, but I remember we're it's becoming more earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're using our resources
much faster.
Mm-hmm. When we say Extinction Rebellion, so we're saying it's an NGO. So far it's
a group of students, yes, but hopefully we're working to become an official NGO. I mean.
Okay, all right. So, but when you say it's a group of students, it's kind of demerits. It's not a university organization.
No, it's a national organization. So even we have some members who are not even studying at university.
To be fair, it's made up of students or people who are working, mm-hmm. or basically anyone
who cares about the environment.
Who cares about the environment? Anyone from any sector of society, mm-hmm. who shares a common goal at the end of the day.
Isabel, what inspires you though to join Extinction Rebellion? What's the drive behind it?
So basically, I always wanted to find a community where that inspires me, a community that is made by a group of people for the people and by the people. And I think that it should be something which in Malta should be advocated for time and time again, because at the end of the day, what we need as younger generation is a community which helps us voice our opinions about things which are going on around us. And I think that the environment is a big part of that.
When we say the environment is a big part of that, Chris, are we saying what type of environment?
I mean, like most people just think about the environment, about, you know, a few trees or a few plants here and there, but the actual fact, the environment includes resources, I mean, like natural resources. So we can't just exploit them. We have to conserve and make sure that we're using them properly at the end of the day. And Extinction Rebellion doesn't only delve into just plants and trees. I mean, we also look into other aspects, even building. Like, are we building our buildings properly? Which the quick answer to that is no, we're not building them properly, I mean. Like, Malta has been described as a concrete jungle at the end
of
the day.
Yeah. When you hear a phrase like that, like a concrete jungle.
It's sad.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel? Like,
it's sad.
Very disheartening at the end of the day, because, I mean, statements like these, such as concrete jungle, such as uglification of Malta, it's not something which arises out of a vacuum at the end of the day. So it's something which we really need to tackle, especially when it comes to legislation and more awareness about the issue.
In ages ago, I mean, it was in the 80s, I believe, or even before, there was this book called Right Malta, Tim Biddle by Herbert Ganado, and it was basically the wave of a new Malta. And I'm very curious to see if someone would, you know, do a prequel of this book, of literally seeing Malta change aesthetically, it's changing. You know, when there's this new Malta of looking quite different. And I remember the climate march. Chris, you were at the climate march.
Yes, I was there, obviously.
That day, I was quite surprised. This is, we're saying, 2 years ago.
Two or three years ago.
Three years ago. Before COVID, actually. COVID was, what?
Yeah.
Were you there, Isabel?
I wasn't part of XR.
All right. But
XR hadn't actually formed back then. I mean, it had formed, I think, a few months after that. I mean, because they said, okay, we did this, so let's actually now band together to...
For the benefit of our listeners, what was the climate march?
Basically, the climate march was basically students demanding that the governments around the world take action and actually address the climate situation seriously. Not making vague promises, now we'll do it later. No, we're not going to do it later, we need to do it now. Because at the end of the day, we're not going to have a future if we don't actually address this issue.
And this was around the world. So we had San Francisco,
New York,
London, Paris, Malta.
Yes.
You know, so it felt like a very communal...
Like even at the march, you see even like kids as young as... How old were they? Like 10 years old, even at the march. Like even one of them even gave a speech, I mean, at the march over there.
Okay, yeah.
So how it happened, basically, we came at university, we... started everything at university, and we marched from university all the way to the parliament.
That's right. You have a good my memory, guys. I'm struggling. And I was there.
Yeah.
I don't remember the walk. But I remember a couple of, there was Steve Summit Loopy, I think, and a couple of others were with the bike.
Yes.
That is cool, you know? They're riding bike. And in reality, I think this is another thing regarding the access to transport. And so when we're saying environment, we're also talking about transport, public transport dependency on cars. So we're talking about a very holistic view of the environment.
Yes. Because you can't think short term for the environment. You have to think long term, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, for example, even like they say, we're going to plant a tree. You have to make sure it's the right tree. Planting one tree is not the same thing as uprooting a 100-year-old tree, because a 100-year-old tree would have a time to develop its roots.
Yeah.
So...
And also, adding on to what Chris is saying, short-term solutions such as, for example, the government said that we need to widen the roads in order to reduce traffic, so that it would reduce, hypothetically, pollution, it would reduce things like asthma and lung cancer and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it is a short-term solution because, I mean, statistics are showing that cars are being added to Maltese roads every day, like for how much is it, like 40 cars a day, or I don't know how much, which is a staggering amount of cars every day. I mean, multiply that times 365, that's a lot of cars. So I think that we should really see through these things and really apply long-term solutions, such as having a suitable transport system, public transport system, everywhere across the island. So not even just land transport, but even across the island with ferries, for example. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with the metro? Is the metro the way to go?
No.
No, okay.
Essentially.
Because there are better things that we can actually do. I mean, we could focus more on bus infrastructure and bike infrastructure and knowing Malta. If we say it's going to take 10 years to be built, in reality it's going to take 30 years to be built.
And
we can't wait for that much. And not only that, the amount of construction materials could just be dumped without planning. I mean, it's going to be very bad.
Exactly.
You mentioned the use of ferries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So to go away from land transportation.
Yes, yes.
What does that mean? Like what are we saying? Mm-hmm. Ferries? Like, I mean, there is a ferry between Gozo and Malta, and everyone is talking about the tunnel.
Yes. Well, basically, what I mean is that if you really want to advocate for people to use less cars, and even more less public transport, in a sense, instead of having more cars or vehicles, buses included, on roads, we should take the advantage of us being an island and provide transport by sea as well. I mean, statistically proven, it is said that a ferry is the most sustainable way to travel from one place to another.
Okay.
So it's the best option that we have as an island, such as Malta. Mm-hmm.
And we want to go back to one of the widening roads. Coincidentally, since I'm studying engineering, I'm in my fourth year, we had actually discussed the impact of actually widening roads. Now the idea behind it is that the car will spend less time idle and use less fuel to, you know, start up from start to stop again, and it will have better environmental impact. But that's theoretically, and then we have to look at the real solution.
Yeah.
What happens, our road is has less traffic for a week or two, and then everyone ends up using the road, and it could lead to more traffic.
Yeah. And then when it rains, it obviously blocks everything.
That's very so I remember. So last semester I was in Berlin, and this is a very funny story. I went to Berlin purely because I wanted a change from the weather.
Yes.
I needed something dark. I needed the rain. I needed a very strong 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Malta had at the Louvre. And in Berlin it was just sunny. It was just like, what's happening? And I remember my parents telling me Malta stopped.
Exactly.
Literally.
And it says a lot, is it, that when it rains, our island is not equipped enough.
And the funny thing as well is Malta, one of the resources Malta really lacks is water. I mean, so there wasn't even good planning when it comes to water capture. I mean, and another funny thing was that Malta had just used 350 million to redo the roads. I mean, so it was like their initial test, and it failed. I mean,
And that's it. What was it? I was seeing a documentary, or that apparently the lack of water in Malta, it's worrying. I know there's
very worrying
major cities.
I mean, like if you talk to farmers around Malta, I mean, they're worried. I mean,
our crops are in danger, basically. Yes.
Is there a solution? Like, I know, I mean, but from what you, I mean, I'm sure you have networks and you have contacts. Is there a solution? Is there, like, or are we just now so doomed that we're just like,
There's always a solution, but we need brave politicians to actually act it. I mean, because at the end of the day, it might not be the most crowd-pleasing thing to say, but we need bold leadership. I mean, for example, you look into history, the bold leaders took the unpopular decision, but then we are still seeing the benefits of it today. I mean, at the end of the day, you know.
What would be, regarding this water scarcity, what would be a strong solution, or what would, how can we go into this bold leadership?
Okay, so I think that a suitable solution would be either to make concrete or use a certain kind of material to cover streets which is porous, so that then the rainfall can obviously filtrate through the rocks and through the soil,
through the groundwater level, basically.
Exactly. We could also enforce the law of the talbir, basically, that every household should have a well. And we need to make use of that to decrease our use of water.
And then stop unnecessary use of water as well.
Exactly.
But as you can see, it's not going to be like one solution. You need a multi-pronged solution, I mean. And that's the same thing for the environment. It's not going to be like, stop using cars. No, that's not enough. I mean, that's not enough. We need to tackle the problem from many different perspectives. For example, water. We need to, for example, there, for example, there is the water treatment plant. Don't use a renewable source of energy to generate that water.
Exactly.
That's one. You need to use
reverse osmosis even.
Exactly.
For the exact same
but
thing.
Like, my point is, you're not going to get the, it's not a 1 plus 1 equals 2 solution.
You need
a lot of them.
Is it, I feel that, of course, it's the climate rally is basically 1 week before the election.
Mm-hmm. Then that's a point. I mean, we planned it.
And I will ask about that. But I mean, what my mind frame is that it's not a 1 + 1 = 2 solution, but it's politics. You know, sometimes the easiest way how to communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a policy graduate, and from the little that I've learned, the simplest way how to convey a message is the most popular. Mm-hmm. You know, that people are going to relate to. So it's not a 1 + 1 solution. But when we're talking about it, there's a lot of complicated manners out there. But there are individuals like, for me, someone who I really aspire is Alain Deidou. He's an environmentalist. Mm-hmm. Think he's a university lecturer here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And he really puts forward a lot of environmental solutions, but very clever. You know, I would honestly connect with him. And the one way how I see it is that there is this holistic overview.
Exactly. Not one simple thing, but it's like you have to think of it like the whole picture. I mean, you can't see just one aspect of it at the end of the day.
What's the reception you get when you talk about this with the general public?
I mean, people actually care about the environment. I mean, if you look at the two parties, they both put an emphasis on the environment. Yes. But then we have to take a step back and look, is this actually a concrete proposal, or is this just greenwashing? Where are we saying we're going to do this? And
I like the fact of greenwashing, because we use pinkwashing So greenwashing, there you go. We're British.
Exactly.
I'm assuming it's the same relation. But you know what? The climate march that happened in 2019. It was actually 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 2019.
And I say that because then Malta declared a state of climate emergency.
Exactly.
Yep.
In 2019, in October 2019.
I mean, that led to it at the end.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, is it that not enough?
No, because, I mean, like I said, like greenwashing again. We said it, what did we do, you know?
Yeah.
We need actions, not words.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, we need to have politicians who actually act upon their proposals and their electoral manifestos.
Exactly. Like, for example, me, I'm in my final year. I mean, there's one thing saying I'm going to do my thesis, but me actually doing my thesis is a completely different thing.
That's me every day. I'm like, I really should start.
Same.
At some point, we'll get there.
Tomorrow.
Lema, tomorrow, you know, I'm busy.
It's always a day away.
Yeah.
Before we get into the climate rally, I'd like to understand a little bit more two terms, because I think they're very important. Net zero by 2050 and green economy.
Well, okay. So basically, what was the first one?
Net zero by 2050.
Net zero basically is we take back as much carbon dioxide as we actually produce. Now, we as Extinction Rebellion, as usual, like to go that bit step further. So we want to go a carbon positive economy, ideally. Carbon positivity, where you take up more carbon dioxide than actually release, I mean. Because carbon neutrality, I don't think at this point is not enough, I mean.
Yeah.
So when we're saying carbon neutrality, we mean basically, emission, right?
Exactly. You emit, for example, 100 kilograms of carbon dioxide. Okay. It's a very, very small amount, just to let you know.
It's just an example.
Yeah.
But basically, like, for example, you produce 100 kilos and you take back 100 kilos. So
how can you take it back? How do you take
carbon capture technology, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Also, these exist.
Yes, they do exist. Okay. But they're very
less reliance on things which actually emit CO2 in the first place.
I went to a conference once.
Just like, for example, carbon capture. For example, planting more trees, those absorb carbon dioxide.
That's just
one example.
All right. So, because I went to a conference one time, and it's called ACEF, and they're very environmentally positive. Mm-hmm. And they told us, you know, so we had to travel to Bucharest, and of course we had to go by plane.
Yes, okay. I mean.
And then we're talking about the environment.
Yes.
So, it wasn't lost on me. But then they gave us this packet, right? Mm-hmm. And there was some seeds in it, and then some in this envelope, how to carbon offset
Yes,
carbon offsetting.
The funny thing is to do that, you have to generate so much carbon dioxide just to potentially remove carbon dioxide.
And I found it very ironic. But then again, I think COVID helped a little bit. No, yes.
Look, it's very complicated. Uh-huh. Like, for example, COVID made us transport, like, you know, people didn't go abroad a lot.
Yeah.
But then, for example, what is something that everyone wears? A face mask. And what you when you go around, what do you see? A face mask on the floor.
For example,
when you go to university, what do you see? These little bands. Where do you see half of them? On the floor, I mean, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I mean, we do appreciate the fact that a pandemic has led to the use of disposable items just to reduce the amount of risk of infection. But there are other sustainable, other more sustainable and green alternatives to what we have as disposable
items.
And things like, for example,
the cloth masks, for example.
Yes,
the washable
cloth masks. Or reusable utensils as well, plastic bags. Things which can be very easily substituted with something else that can last your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right. And so what we're saying is that by 2050, we would be capturing more.
That's the hope, you know.
And who's saying this though? Who is it? An international? Is it EU level?
The 2050 one is by the Maltese Parliament, as far as I know. But but actually, the IPCC, which is a UN body, says not by 2050. It's way too late.
Exactly.
We need to do this by 2030.
Ah, okay. It's way too late.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Malta, you know Malta.
But like 2030 is like in 8 years.
Yeah. So that's why we're trying to be as active as possible.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, now I'm, because I know that by 2030 we're supposed to reach the SDGs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, sustainable goals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, for the sustainable development goals, 17. We're way behind.
Yeah, obviously.
I like how you say obviously. It's like, and then the green economy. So this is another thing which I also saw in your like kind of description of things. Mm-hmm. What we're saying, maybe Isabel, a green economy, and then we go into Chris also on the rally.
Okay. So basically what we mean by a green economy is that the economy at the end of the day of Malta, when it comes to applying certain projects or certain buildings or whatnot, sustainability has to be there from the get-go.
Yeah.
So we need to have a sort of what's it called? Like a dynamic shift in politics, where sustainability isn't something which is an accessory, but it needs to be there from the start. So our framework should, or the politician's framework, or the
national framework. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the national framework, exactly. Or international at that. Mm-hmm. Should be... it shouldn't be, how can we make a project greener? No, is it green from the first place? If it isn't, we chuck it out and apply for a newer and greener projects in the first place.
For example, for example, like Isabel was saying, like when you build a building, not only do you look at the building, but you also have to look at the buildings around it. How can they complement each other? How can they work together?
So even aesthetically, for example, the fact that, I mean, Malta at the end of the day, now it's becoming a big grey blob in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very saddening, because taking into consideration Maltese aesthetics, the fact that we've had influences from all over the world, it's so beautiful.
It is,
you know, it is aesthetically beautiful.
And
so
irony,
I think,
and the irony is, tourists come to Malta not for our skyscrapers; they come to see our heritage, because Malta is like a piece of history preserved.
Mm-hmm.
Is sustainability it's a buzzword?
Mm-hmm, it is.
When we say sustainable, though,
again,
and I'm asking, what do we mean? Because sometimes we're just so pumped about this word. But what?
Well, to get like a clinical definition of it, I mean, basic sustainability means that you not only consider the economic, but you also consider the environmental, but also the social. We cannot forget the social, because in the day, we need to live. I mean, we need to live comfortably. I mean, so sustainability is the balance between those three. Generally, we always see the shift towards, like, you know, the economy and the people, which is good, but you can't forget the environment.
Yeah.
Sustainability is built like a tripod. It needs three legs to stand. So you need the environment, you need the people, and you need the economy.
And what we're saying, sustainability is like the long-term approach onto something that basically sustains itself.
For example, yes. Let me give you an example. The economy will not be built on like exploiting the natural resources, but using them in a good way.
So at the end of the day, we need something which is sustainable for the long run to have a greener and happier Malta.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
that's well. I mean, that would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're striving for.
But like, it's a dream. You say it's a dream, but why can't we achieve it? I mean,
yes,
there are people
exactly.
who. There's no one stopping us from doing it, I mean, so why not let's
That's
do it,
true.
I mean.
That's
yes,
very
the,
true.
There are incentives such as cooperatives, for example, like housing cooperatives,
which
actually benefit the community more than developers lobby or other construction workers who basically exploit profit from people who want to own a home instead of renting, because it's more expensive, to sort of build for the community, and then the profits that a cooperative would make from it would then be reinvested in buildings, for example, to make it more greener, to install solar panels, to have a green wall, or to have insulation, or many other things.
What surprises me is, you know, when we're saying this, so, Chris, and you both, oops, that was the mic. We both mentioned very well, you know, how it's possible, you know.
Yes.
It is possible.
Exactly.
Yes. But we're growing away from that possibility, like every waking day. Like a lot of people tell me, you know, don't let go. You'll be the new Malta.
So exactly. Because Malta, it's like a slice of history preserved, I mean, that's how I see Malta. I see Gozo.
No, but, both Malta and Gozo.
Exactly.
But the thing is that
Malta used to be like, for example, if you look back at old pictures of Slim, I mean, it's completely different than it is today.
Yeah,
that's true. And I say to my friends, you know, when my foreign friends come from Malta, they tell me, oh, we're looking forward to the capital city, you know,
exactly.
to see the capital city. But what they understand by a capital city is the bustling life.
Exactly.
And then they say, okay, so go to Slim, because that's where the capital city is.
Exactly.
Yeah, Valletta,
just,
the hype.
Yeah, exactly. That's and Gozo, you know, unfortunately, as I see Gozo, and I know there was, you know, even Schlender right now. It's a mass construction.
Yes.
Thing, you know? And I have family from Schlender. So my childhood is Schlender, and I live up the road from Schlender. So that's my childhood.
Yeah.
So it's already ruined, you know. I know how it used to be.
Unfortunately, yes.
Like, for example, when I get from foreign friends who come to Malta, where do I take them? I take them to the places where people haven't touched yet, if you know what I mean. Like, for example, the Victoria Lines. Like, when I get friends from mine who live abroad, they take first place Victoria Line, because it's a different place, you know, like Malta, how it used to be. You know,
I need to add that into my itinerary, because I have this document where I take my friends that join. I need to add the Victoria Lines to the list. Because usually Valletta, Mdina, the three cities, you know, but then Victoria.
There you go.
Okay, so the climate rally, vote for a sustainable Malta. What is it?
Basically, the idea behind the rally was, look, there's an election coming up. It's, you know, we get to vote a new government, you know, we get to vote for the government, whoever it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So the idea behind it was, we have to make the voter vote for the, you know, an environment first approach, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So when they vote for the candidate, they think, does this candidate promote the environment? Yes or no?
Yes.
That should be number one. And number two as well is, no matter who wins, you made both of them made promises. Now keep your promises. I mean, because now me as chairperson of Extinction Rebellion, I'm ready to say. I mean, if they do not keep their promises, we will rally again. I mean, without doubt. I mean,
yes.
What's the? Okay, so we're saying, does this candidate like promote green policies?
Exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And also look at the track record. I mean, they might say one thing but act differently. I mean, you know.
And how is it, where does the idea come from?
What do you mean?
Like, to have a climate rally, where does that...
Okay, because, for example, what's going on around Malta? If you turn on the news, you see the rally of the one party, and you see the rally of another party.
Yeah.
And we said to ourselves, why don't the environmentalists have a rally?
And I think also, apart from the, not peer pressure, as it were, but also the fact that, at the end of the day, I think we are quite... brainwashed when mm-hmm. it comes to elections. Mm-hmm. Since Malta is a quite a bipartisan mm-hmm. Island, I think that it is very important that the public is informed enough to make an informed decision mm-hmm. when it comes to voting. I mean, a vote at the end of the day, the ability to vote mm-hmm. gives one the power.
Exactly.
And it gives power to a politician. So mm-hmm. we need to make sure.
Gives them the mandate as well.
Yes, exactly. So we are mm-hmm. holding mm-hmm. this rally to inform the people about how they can use their power to vote mm-hmm. to make Malta a better Malta at the end mm-hmm. of the day, a greener Malta, a happier Malta.
It's happening 1 week before the election.
That was the reason
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
Because when are people most active? During an election, I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how do we, like, when is it? So it's this Saturday
at 2 p.m.
In front of the parliament.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it when do you believe there? I mean, I have this is very interesting for mm-hmm. me because mm-hmm. I remember when we did the climate mm-hmm. march.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as a National Youth Council, back then mm-hmm. we wrote a letter to the Parliament
mm-hmm.
to call for a state of climate emergency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like actually, early worked with KNZ on that. Actually, like if you go on.
I remember these, mm-hmm. and I remember Steve telling me, but it's not, mm-hmm. would they do it? Would they not do it? And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, they did it.
Yeah.
And they did vote in favor of
exactly.
it, but is it, how can we keep policy activists, like politicians mm-hmm. actually,
yeah.
Accountable? Like what's our role to do that?
Well, our role is to vote. I mean,
yeah.
we make an informed vote, and now is the most crucial time, and that's why we're holding this rally now.
Yes.
On Saturday at 2 p.m. Just to remind everyone.
In front of Parliament.
Yeah, in front of Parliament.
All right.
Back to the question. Because now, like, we have the power to actually make the decision. Okay, mm-hmm. they get elected. Okay, we can rally. We can come, protest. But now is our chance. Now is like we give them
yes,
the
like
yes
our crunch
or the
time.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not crunch time, is it?
Exactly.
It's not our kryptonite. Before the program, I've just quoted the word kryptonite.
Yep.
It's our crunch time. What I'm looking at right now mm-hmm. is also this rally. What would be
the idea behind it, basically?
No. What Malta in 5 years' time. Mm-hmm. So Malta election.
That's an issue yes. as well. Like, this election will impact Malta. Like, it's going to be 2027. And like I said before, 2030 is, the cutoff
yeah.
date.
Yeah,
so,
So what, as EXAR, mm-hmm. what's your, goal? Yeah, dream.
Our dream? Well, someone once told me, aim for the stars and you'll reach the moon, So I try to apply that philosophy as well with EXAR.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough. That's, that's a very positive outlook to our life, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I think when it comes to XR,
mm-hmm.
oh, sorry, what you
basically, like my goal, I mean, I know it's very ambitious, but it's something that's very close to my heart. It's to create mm-hmm. an environmental union,
yes,
I mean.
Yes, exactly.
Basically,
right.
it's
what's that?
Basically, there's the developers' lobby,
yeah.
but there's no environmentalist lobby. So why isn't there one? I mean, people care about the environment, mm-hmm. so let us do it. I mean, the idea behind this really is to bring environmental organizations together. Now the next step will be to create this environmental union.
Okay.
So but like
union is a lobby. I think it's more of a lobby, right?
A lobby, but yeah. We work together. There's
okay.
more. There's like the environmental organizations work together because if you can see, there are many environmental organizations around
yeah.
Malta, and that shows. I mean, people actually care about the environment because to create an organization, as I think we both know,
yeah.
it's not easy. I mean,
no,
you have to
no, yeah.
get people to come to meetings, create statutes, have AGMs. It's not something. It's hard, but if you like it, you do it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the fact there are so many shows that people actually care about it.
Yes.
So if we create this union, I feel it would have a lot of influence. And even at the end of the day, where do the proposals come from the election? I mean, they come from the politicians. I mean, so if they can see, look, the people care about the environment. So they're going to adopt the environmental principles. I mean, because at the end of the day, what does a politician care about? Okay,
that's how they
a
get
politician's
elected,
main goal is to stay into power.
But is it, you were saying something about mm-hmm. the goal of XR,
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I, as someone who understands
mm-hmm.
a little bit also
mm-hmm.
about our democratic
mm-hmm.
means of how Malta operates, there's also the means of, staying in power, but
mm-hmm.
there's also the means of, at the end of the day, working for your constituency,
Exactly,
for
your constituents.
So there is, if there's enough,
mm-hmm.
I saw I saw a very positive way, and at no point I want to go into the political mm-hmm. element of it, mm-hmm. but the Marine of Marsa Scala, mm-hmm. yes, you know, yes. That's where the,
yes.
the mm-hmm. And now there's another one in Birzabuja, I mm-hmm. think, with Snuber.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And also the lobby, the social lobby, the mm-hmm. civil
exactly.
society mm-hmm. is literally impacting.
Mm-hmm. You see, when was the change? When there was the election, so he saw, okay, the people care about it, so maybe, obviously,
you know what?
For political reasons.
I won't go into it, because yes. that's a whole political yes. thing. And you know what? Or maybe at some point we'll mm-hmm. we'll invite the Prime Minister
at the end of the day, what XR represents is sort of a medium between the people's voice mm-hmm. and the people who are in power.
Exactly.
So we give them a platform to mm-hmm. voice their opinion, to voice their thoughts about mm-hmm. how their country should be run and
exactly.
how they should live a better life.
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you notice that at rallies, it's always just one XR speaker and a lot of different other speakers.
Yeah.
For example,
mm-hmm.
the food waste campaign we had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't just take it XR ourselves. We invited other organizations to collaborate with us.
And we had like 50 endorsements, right?
50 endorsements.
Yes.
I mean, that was quite a challenge, I mean, but we managed, I mean.
Okay, well. Listen, uh-huh. We need to do something also.
Yeah. There's actually an organization for that, actually. Oh,
yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
And they're actually,
yes,
we're trying to get them as a speaker for our actually rally, I mean.
I mean, they're very close friends of mine.
Exactly.
So, we're glad also as mm-hmm. there's an organization.
Yeah.
Also. Listen, what inspires you to be an activist?
Me?
Yeah.
I want to make a better world for the people,
yeah.
I mean.
Okay, that's a very short, sweet answer.
Why XR? Well, my whole story, why I joined XR, you mean? Or
No, but just in general, why give... Because this is very surprising for me, even
mm-hmm.
Even in future conversation, mm-hmm. the last conversation. You know, we can easily stay at home and just be couch potatoes, you know? But,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
there's always something
mm-hmm.
which drives you and
yes.
why you do what you
mm-hmm.
do. So, you know, giving a better place to future generations,
mm-hmm.
that I think at the end of the day, it's
mm-hmm.
a legacy that we want
mm-hmm.
to keep. What does equality mean to you? I'll start from Isabel and then I'll...
Okay. So, equality for me is equal representation, equal opportunities for everyone to... voice their opinions about things that matter to them and things that hit home, things that affect them on a day-to-day basis, even for future generations to
yeah.
come.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we need to have this at the forefront with sustainability. So at the end of the day, with politics, sustainability should be equally represented as one of the most important factors to be considered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for me, equality is the word? Or?
Equality, yeah.
Okay. Everyone's voice actually has the same weight, I mean,
yeah.
at the end of the day, you know? For example, there were developments around Malta. There were protests.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it like certain people have more of a say? For
yeah.
example, the developers' lobby have quite a powerful say.
Or if they're above the law.
Exactly. But that's a conversation.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. I mean,
it's true.
That was also the idea behind the union, I mean. Because
yeah.
we said... like, for example, the 2006 local plan, no one wants to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the worry is, because we've discussed about it internally as well, the worry is because if you open it up again, the developers' lobby, which is a very powerful organization, can make it, adapt it more for their needs.
Yeah.
So then there's, you know, there's always the cry, the developers' lobby has too much power. Then I said to myself, why isn't there an environmentalist
yeah,
lobby
yeah,
at the
yeah,
end of the day?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know,
will you know what? If when it happens, I'm not going to say if it happens. When it happens, because
yeah.
I'm hopeful that it will.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the environmental lobby here, and we'll
yes.
discuss also the next step
mm-hmm.
of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Not only being, I think that's a very good strong message
mm-hmm.
to send across. Not only
mm-hmm.
being the aesthetics of greenery, but
mm-hmm.
also the way how we live, what we consume,
mm-hmm.
our buildings. You know, that's all about
mm-hmm.
a sustainable approach
mm-hmm.
for a long lasting environment. We have a target internationally by net zero by 2030. That's in 8 years. It's not a long time ago.
Yes.
I mean, where was I 8 years ago? It was 19. So it's like yesterday. So honestly, it's not a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Keep up the good work. Anyone who would like to join the Climate Rally Vote for a Sustainable Malta, it's on Saturday 19th at 2 p.m. in front of the highest institution in Malta, in front of the Maltese Parliament. And if anyone would like to get in touch with XR, Extinction Rebellion Malta, I guess on Facebook.
Yes,
either Facebook, Instagram.
Or just us personally, I mean.
All the socials.
All
the socials, as they say. Yeah. All right, so we're going for a quick music break. Hamurru għal-wafqa mużikali, hawnhekk dejjem fuq il-programm aħna u nisemgħu mużika minn Malta, talent Malti jieħu wkoll spazju integrali. U wara se mmorru għall-kollegament telefoniku ma' Joe Grima f'isem il-Malta LGBTI Rights Movement u l-LGBTI Coalition fuq numru ta' proposti li ħarġu l-koalizzjoni LGBTI għal dawn iż-żminijiet ta' l-elezzjoni ġenerali 2022. Qabel nagħmlu dan huwa Kyle Grange u l-mużika tiegħu Over You.
It's hard for me to realize the truth, but I'm far away from being over you. What we had was not some game, I just wanted you to feel the same. You said we'd be forever, now we're chasing different dreams. You even wrote that letter, said that you were done with me. Since you broke up, I'm feeling hopeless, no one more alive. Am I afraid of what's the truth, so I'm lying. You're messing with my head, even when you're gone. I thought I'm over you, but you proven me wrong. I know I keep saying that I'm doing fine, but it hurts to see that you don't mind. Oh, but for now, life goes on. Staring at the world and the back of my phone. One day you were here, the next you were gone. Chasing after dreams that I can't hold on, but you still make me crazy and it feels kinda wrong. Like I'm trapped in daydreams, but I have to stay strong. Then one day, maybe I can move on. You're messing with my head, even when you're gone. I thought I'm over you, but you're proving me wrong. I know I keep saying that I'm doing fine, but it hurts to see that you're on my mind. I'm trying hard to get you out of my head, and some days I even wish I were dead. Why can't I move on like you always do? I think I'm afraid of letting you go. All your dreams came true, hope mine will too, even without you. So we don't move along, cause my love is still strong, yeah. You're messing with my head, even when you're gone. I thought I'm over you, but you're proving me wrong. I know I keep saying that I'm doing fine, but it hurts to see that you're on my mind. I'm trying hard to get you out of my head, and some days I even wish I were dead. Why can't I move on like you always do? I think I'm afraid of letting you go.
Għadna kemm smajna wkoll mużika minn Malta, il-mużika dejjem talent Malti hawnhekk fuq il-programm aħna hawn. U kif qatilkom qabel dik il-wafqa mużikali jistandu wkoll il-Joe Grima fisem il-Malta LGBTI Rights Movement, però anke parti mill-LGBTI Coalition. Joe, il-wara nofsinhar it-tajjeb lilek.
Wara nofsinhar it-tajjeb imma nu nsellem għall-semja kollha ta' dal-programm.
Ġo, jina tlaftek biex tinaqas għal daqsxejn magħna biex anke nitkellmu daqsxejn dwar numru ta' proposti li ġew varati f'dawn l-aħħar ijiem mill-LGBTI kolli xin hawnhekk ġewwa Malta. Anke għal benefiċċju tas-semmija, x'inhi għadi l-koalizzjoni u anke x'inhuma l-proposti li qegħdin tresqu għal dawn il-jiem tal-elezzjoni ġenerali.
Tajjeb imman mela, il-koalizzjoni l-ewwel ħaġa hija dan tal-gruppi kollha li jaħdmu fil-kamp LGBT f'Malta, jiġifieri meta ngħidu il-kamp LGBT kif f'Malta nitkellem fuq numru ta' ħames organizzazzjonijiet kollha huma non-profit, jiġifieri ħadd minnhom huwa organizzazzjoni li tagħmel il-profitti u kollha titependi mill-karità u mid-donazzjonijiet. Il-koalizzjoni hija magħmula minna, jiġifieri Malta LGBT Rights Movement, minn ARC, Drakma LGBT li tinkludi wkoll Drakma Parents huwa kunċett interessanti għax Drakma tmiss ukoll u tagħti servizzi lil ġenituri ta' nies LGBT u fl-aħħar mhux inqas eman LGBTI plus gozo li jaqda li tagħti presso poko l-istess servizzi li nataw f'Malta però speċjalizzata fuq dak li hemm bżonn fir-reġjun ta' Għawdex. U ma nixtieqx ma nsemmix lil Checkpoint Malta. Checkpoint Malta mhijiex organizzazzjoni LGBT strictly speaking, però tiffoka fuq HIV. Li ovvjament storikament kien hemm każijiet, kien hemm aspett fejn l-HIV u l-komunità LGBT kienu kellhom xi ħaġa in komuni, però minħabba dik l-istabilizzazzjoni storika ovvjament Checkpoint tibqa' parti importanti minn dak li nagħmlu aħna.
U din il-koalazzjoni kif semmejt tajjeb inti ovvjament għandha diversi aspetti, taħdem fuq diversi binarji differenti, però tingħaqad flimkien anke f'numru ta' proposti li ġew preżentati lill-numru ta' politikanti hekk kif issa timmissu jewwis mal-bieb tal-elezzjoni ġenerali. X'inhuma dawn il-proposti? Fuq x'għed nitkellmu?
Ekku, mela, kull organizzazzjoni għandha speċjalizzazzjoni differenti. Dak huwa li huwa interessanti din is-sena, jiġifieri fil-passat forsi kont tara proposti mill-MGRM biss. L-MGRM kien hija għaqda kbira waqda antika ħa ngħidu hekk, ma tagħmilx kollox, inna f'drak ma tispeċjalizza fuq l-aspett spiritwali, LGBT gozo fuq Għawdex, ARC tifoka aktar fuq l-aspett soċjali. Allura dan il-dokument li ħriġna għandu proposti li jolqot ftit jewis il-komunità kollha f'Malta u Għawdex kollha. Nixtieq eman jekk tippermetti jiena ftit eżempji ta' proposti li għamilni jew dawk li jiena personalment inħossihom l-aktar proposti importanti. Li forsi s-semmija jibdew jindunaw li l-proposti issa m'għadhomx kif kienu qabel, jiġifieri jekk tara dat-tip ta' dokument li ħareġ qabel 2013 pereżempju kienu kien hemm affarijiet rivoluzzjonari, naf li koppja gay tista' tiżewweġ. Ma kienx possibbli qabel. Issa din id-darba qegħdin nippruvaw nidħlu daqsxejn aktar fin, nagħmlu proposti li mhumiex ser jisgħu ħafna flus, mhumiex ser jibdlu b'mod sostanzjali il-fabrik tas-soċjetà, però ser jkun improvement għall-popolazzjoni. Pereżempju, waħda minnhom hija l-liġi tal-ugwaljanza. Sa l-liġi tal-ugwaljanza ħafna nies jassum li teżisti. Għaliex, għax il-liġi tal-ugwaljanza tajt li kull persuna jiexini l-età, jiexini t-twemmin, jiexini l-kulur tal-ġilda, jiexini s-sessualità għandu ikollu dritt daqs ħaddieħor għal kull servizz jew inkella kull opportunità. Per eżempju, ħafna nies ma jirrealizzawx li r-restorant illum jistgħu jtellgħu sinjal jagħmlu tabella li tajt isma' persuna LGBT ma jistax jikolaw. Probabbli mhix ħassir, nittamaw li ma ssirx. Però hija possibbli issa x'inhu għar minn hekk. Li għar minn hekk hija li hawn ċerta organizzazzjonijiet li sal-lum għadhom jirrifjutaw li jagħtu xogħol lil xi ħadd gay. Pereżempju, jew jien naf ċerta skejjel, pereżempju, jinsistu li il-management jiġifier il-head of school ma jistax ikun divorzjat. Xi ħaġa li forsi kienet tkun aċċettata 50 sena ilu, però llum il-ġurnata ma narax jien personalment il-punt li nifukaw fuq il-ħajja personali tal-persuna flok nifukaw fuq l-esperjenza u l-kwalifiċi tagħha.
Li nixtieq forsi biex tkun ċara, jiġifieri allura m'aħniex qed ngħidu teorija, jiġifieri din hija prattika reali.
Le din hija ekku hija reali u tiġri. Biex ma nafsu ħafna fuq l-iskejjel, pereżempju jista' jkollok kumpanija tas-sewqan li tajt jiena ma nixtieqx li ma rassu il-karozza tiegħi għax raġel isuq aħjar. Issa, jekk nitlu fil-font insibu liġijiet li diskriminajdi fil-persuna tista' telgħu fil-qorti jekk titlef il-każ tista' tmur fil-qorti Ewropea u nibqgħu sejrin hekk u forsi terbaħa. Però din il-liġi għandha tanti għandha premessa sempliċi li ħafna nies jassumu li di teżisti, però fil-fatt ma teżistix.
Ekku, ekku, u dik hija naħseb grazzi li qed tpoġġu wkoll daqs indawl fuq għaliex naħseb hija l-iktar ħaġa xokkanti, ovvjament aħna niċċelebraw li Malta hija l-ewwel fid-drittijiet ċivili, ta' kull dritt ċivili ġifieri li lin minn, però mbagħad qed naraw instances momenti bħal dawn li għadhom. U din hija ġew jiġifieri forsi biex nifhem iktar jiġifieri din hija bidla legali, jiġifieri ma tiswix flus kif semmejt inti hija.
Le le assolutament u laqas l-implementazzjoni. Ma tiswa flus. U ma tiswix flus appuntu għax aħna nassumu li din teżisti diġà. Jiġifieri issa kull ma qed nagħmlu għal qegħdin ngħidu l-liġi ta' Malta tgħid li kulħadd huwa gwali. Jiġifieri jisbaħ minn hekk naħseb jien ma tistax meta ngħidu kif qed tgħid inti li aħna l-ewwel vera aħna l-ewwel fl-Ewropa, però meta taqra dokumenti fil-verità jgħidu Malta hija l-ewwel fl-Ewropa per jonqosha di. Jiġifieri din mhijiex xi ħaġa li qed nivvintaw aħna għax omna u għedna jħan rax għan ivvinta. Irdin jaxa ħagġa li ħafna nis flegjawa bħala punt li għanna bżon nindirizzaw.
Jifiri anke istituzzjonijiet internazzjonali li jaxi ġusma. Proset, pero, din jaxa.
Da zguru, da zguru.
Timbru l-iswet li rridu naħdmu fuq.
Ekku.
Proposti oħrajn li jaxi ġu immress anke minn dil koalizzjoni.
Nixtin nitkellem fuq il-conversion practices. Conversion practices għal minn ma jafx hija. Hija prattika li kienet eżisti fil-passat, sfortunatament għadha teżisti fejn xi ħadd li huwa LGBT jista' jindbat jew imur għand xi ħadd li jgħid li huwa espert u jipprova jimmanipula l-mentalità tal-persuna biex ineħħilu il-ħsibijiet gej minn moħħu. Issa meta ngħidu gej jiena hawnhekk qed nuża umbrella term, jiġifieri gej qed ninkludi LGBT, kull minnu lesbian, kull minnu non-binary, kull minnu trans, ecc. Issa kif nafu u kif ukoll il-lista tal-ilga tajt, aħna qegħdin l-ewwel fost l-oħrajn għax din il-prattika hija illegali f'Malta. Li ma tagħmilx il-liġi, ġifieri liġi teżisti u l-Maltin aċċettaw, mhux tal-li aċċettaw tal-li jidher il-kunsens huwa li hekk għandu jkun il-każ. Li mhix tagħmel il-liġi però mhix tidħol fin, mhix tidħol fil-fond tal-prattiċi minn fejn qed joħorġu. Jiġifieri jekk inti tara fil-prattika, jekk inti tara fid-dinja u f'Malta wkoll, il-conversion practices għadhom isiru però mhux minn counselors, għaliex għax ovvjament il-counselors huma nies. Counselors, psychologists, psikjatri huma nies ta' integrità nies li studjaw u jafu li din il-prattika ma taħdimx, fil-fatt mhux tal-li ma taħdimx tal-li tagħmel ħsara. X'qed jiġri qed ikun hemm nies li huma jew reliġjużi jew għandhom xi tip ta' setta jew xi kult jew għajdu li trid illi qegħdin joffru din il-prattika b'modi differenti. Minn ix nivvinta dan kien hemm expose, kien hemm ġurnalist investigattiv li ċempel ta' parsi huwa gej. Eventualment minn telefonata l-oħra spiċċa għand xi ħadd Malta li beda dan il-proċess biex ineħħilu l-ħsibijiet gej minn ġo fih, ġifieri beda jsaqsih fuq jekk kellux abbużi fil-passat. Affarijiet li nafu bihom affarijiet li huma perikolużi ħafna, bittir li jikkonvinġi li dal-persuna huwa gej minħabba li għandu xi difett fit-trobbija jew difett jew xi trawma li ġratlu fil-passat. Xi ħaġa perikoluża immens li mhijiex illegali, għalkemm conversion practices huma naħsbu aħna li huma legali fil-verità fil-prattika mhumiex.
Aha, alright. U il-domanda hawnhekk hija li dawn jiġu mhux investigati biss, jiġifieri li nifhmu minn fejn ġejjin, mhux hekk.
Ekku, issa l-proposta tagħna mhijiex li ninvestiga, l-proposta tagħna hija li nużaw evidenza. Aktar riċenti, jiġifieri l-evidenza li kellna fil-passat waslet tal- liġi li għanna issa, evidenza ġdida għandha bżonn tiġi użata biex il-liġi tiġi improved, tiġi aġġornata. Jiġifieri li qegħdin nipproponu hawnhekk huwa li jsir studju fejn naraw x'hemm bżonn isir sabiex inkunu ċerti li l-komunità LGBT hija safe, hija f'saħħitha tibqa' f'saħħitha u tibqa' tikber في السخامنتا اللي يقفل بالتايب تخامن فلوك نبرفو نكونفنشو اللي ينشاهد هزين
هنا ننقاتيكم تالي يدين وكل استموها دي هنا ليش فرسي ويهت يحسب موتا اوتوماتيكا ايه ما دي نحن نستا ان او كيف سميت انت تايب الكومونيت مالتا ايدي اتشتات لي دين تعمل اكتر سالة pero في الفيريتا شو ويهت يقوت يفلي ام داون المساج سطي لي لي سيرو فرسي اكتر من داوك يكونوا لكتر vulnerable بيش ويهت مشي شو تيب تخسيب باجندا بيركولوزا حفنا ونحسب يا responsabilتا لي انكمبلو نافسو لدينا ريفا għal-ta' li fil-verita' għet s-sir u muxħaġa li teoretika biziviri. Grazzi u koll li għet s-semmu għadi, nax nasib importanti forsi għandi niħu dak il-moment u koll. Ma nax mxu proposti uħrajn forsi li juma u koll taċċen partikolari.
Ekku, ħansem il-migrazzjoni.
Iva.
Ġili nisimaw, per esempio, nisimaw il-xaħat li ġi mill-Eġittu, per esempio, mill-Marokku, u ħafna nis nismaħom tajdu daġ ġi għamil, mella l-Marokk, mill-gwerra, mella l-Eġittu, mill-gwerra. Fil-verita, meta titħol fin, titħol fil-liġijiet ta' dal-postijiet, induna li fil-verita, l-kemm hemmx gwerra ma jfissirx li n-nies mhumiex fil-periklu. Ħansemmi lista ta' pajjiżi li Malta tikkonsidrhom li huma safe, li m'hemmx kif qed ngħidu m'hemmx gwerra u m'hemmx xi emerġenza umanitarja imminenti. Per eżempju l-Alġerija, l-Marokk, l-Eġittu, l-Ghana, is-Senegal, it-Tunezija dawn huma pajjiżi fejn sa ħansitra nagħmlu business magħhom aħna nagħmlu l-kummerċ. Fil-verità, il-liġijiet ta' dal-pajjiżi jgħidu li persuna li tinqabad li hija speċjalment gay jiġifieri raġel f'relazzjoni ma' raġel, hemm sentenza ta' ħabs imdendla fuq rashom, jiġifieri meta tniedu sentenza ta' ħabs għax qed nitkellmu fit-tiġranet. Min sentejn sa ħajja il-ħabs, il-sentenza ta' ħajja il-ħabs. Ġielissi pilli, per eżempju, jekk ikun hemm qtil ta' persuna LGBT f'dal pajjiżi, l-awtoritajiet laqas jinvestigaw. Għaliex il-mentalità, il-liġi, jiġu l-gvern jgħid li jisma' da torti jew ħadd ma qabdu jidħol relazzjoni ma' raġel mela missieru jew ħu ħamlu sew għax dak kien qed inaqqas mill-unur tal-familja. Xi ħaġa li għandha tixxukjanek tiġri Malta di u hekk għandu jkun iqum is-soċjetà żgur li mhux ħadd taċċetta li l-awtorità ma tinvestigax il-persuna xu gej. Meta x'qed jiġri? Jekk dal-persuna japplika l-ażil, jiġifieri jippreżenta l-każ tiegħu. U jispiega li huwa LGBT, niftakru wkoll li dal-persuna x'aktar x'għandu tabu u minħabba l-mod kif trabba ma jaċċettax illi jgħid li huwa gej, jiġifieri jipprova jżomm allura kemm jista' jkun. Jekk il-każ ma jiġix ippreżentat tajjeb biżejjed, il-fatt li m'hemmx gwerra f'pajjiżu jfisser li jindbat lura. Issa, meta persuna tindbat lura għandek sensiela ta' riski li qed iġġorr, jiġifieri issa l-pajjiż jaf li dal-persuna mar isaqsi għall-azil, dal-azil maġiex aċċettatu intbat lura f'pajjiżu. Ifisser awtomatikament li jista' jkun hemm investigazzjoni li l-persuna jista' jiġi f'periklu imminenti.
Ġo, il-komplement tal-ħidma tajba lilek u grazzi tal-li kont magħna.
Tanti oħra ma nirixtieq inżid tal-aħħar li ovvjament il-proposti ta' bniedem iżbin nirixtieq jaqrom nisibhom fuq is-social media tal-MGRM u anke tal-membri l-oħra tal-koalizzjoni. U fl-aħħar dejjem bil-permess tiegħek kemm dejjem inżid min jixtieq lajnuna min jixtieq xi forma ta' support saħħa mentali jista' jikkuntattja lil MGRM għandna servizz professjonali ta' social workers, counselors u avukati illi jagħtu servizz f'xejn il-komunità LGBTIQ.
Ekku nħeġġeġ da' kollha wkoll biex jagħmlu aċċenn u użu mill dan is-servizz li l-MGRM joffru b'xejn. Dak kien il-programm aħna hawn miegħi Eman Borċ illum programm ieħor bħal dan bħallum ġimgħa. Tislijiet.